Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Yes, this means war. Yes, we are living in the last and evil days. Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? Yes, today is Saturday, December the 3rd, 2016. You are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Internet radio show. I am executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. I'd like you all to know that we always, for the first-time listeners, we always open our show in prayer. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor. We come to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We come to thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. We ask that you will remove them in the name of Jesus, that our prayers and that the word of God on tonight will not be hindered, that you will be glorified through it all on tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray that as your word go forth on tonight through your vessel, that a word will go forth and that someone's spiritual eyes that are blinded now will be able to open their mouth and say that I was once blind, but now I see. And after hearing the word of God on tonight, they will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into their hearts so they can be saved in his name. And they will, once they're saved in his name on tonight, they will come to know that God's purpose, They will walk in their God purpose. They will live in their God purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory, Heavenly Father, is our prayer. For we know it's your desire, Heavenly Father, that no souls be lost. So we know that it's our job as kingdom citizens and as ambassadors and vessels. You commanded us to go into the hedges and highways and preach the good news of Jesus Christ and compel men and women, boys and girls, that they will be saved in Jesus' name. So here we are once again on tonight. Thank you for another opportunity for this platform to be able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, right now in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that you would touch someone's heart that are heavy, Heavenly Father, due to the loss of a loved one. We know that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. We pray, Lord, that you would touch those that have lost loved ones all over the land. We know that you know where they are and you know how to reach them, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would console them as only you can in Jesus' name. And then we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Heavenly Father, we know that you are a God who is everywhere at the same time. So we ask that you would go even into the nursing homes, in the hospitals, and also even behind those that are concentrated behind prison bars, incarcerated, Heavenly Father, whether they're in for just or unjust reasons, Heavenly Father, you know. So, Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would even go behind bars and as your word go forth through your vessels that minister through your word to those that are imprisoned behind bars, that you would speak a word into their lives, Heavenly Father, they too will come to know Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. Heavenly Father, continue to move by your spirit over the airway, touch and anoint this vessel, this woman of God, that's going to bring your word on tonight, that you will be glorified through it all. Continue to bless the listeners, and I lift, continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, pastor of Shield of Faith Church, and also my church family, Shield of Faith. Continue to use us for your glory, and also this platform that you bless me with. I thank you for it. I don't take it lightly or for granted, because I know it's your doing, and it is marvelous in my eyes, and I just love it, and I thank you for it, Heavenly Father. I ask that you will continue to be glorified through it. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen. Well, on tonight, we have a spiritual food for thought, and for those of you all that know me, I always try to have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought says to us, whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, talking about through Jesus. And that's found in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 17. I would like you all to know that I do welcome all feedback and comments from all listeners. You can send me your emails to me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com, or I could be reached on Facebook. Again, I'd like for all listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from you, the listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, know that starting in January, the Lord has placed it in my spirit to start opening up the phone lines for all listeners to become part of this platform. You are listening in. So what I would like for you all to do as partakers and become partakers of this and become involved in this ministry through this platform, the Lord has placed it in my spirit to be able to open up the phone lines. And I'm going to do it as often as the Lord says so. I've been making this announcement. I'm going to put it again until we start actually opening up the phone lines for listeners to call in and share your testimonies. Testimonies are very important. God gets glory through our testimonies, and he gets even more glory when we share our testimonies, because someone that may be going through whatever God delivered you from or brought you out of, they need to know so that their faith can be increased in God, to know that if God did it for you, he can do it for them as well. So he gets the glory when we share our testimonies. He said he would share his glory with no one. So we want to make sure that God has been glorified through our testimony, and that someone else can be blessed and helped, and that their faith will be strong, and they will come to know that if God did it for you, he can do it for them, and then you would be blessed for sharing your testimony. So when I said that the lines are open to the listeners to call in and share your testimonies, this is the number that you need to dial. If you could get a pen and paper and take this number down. The number you would need to dial is area code 657-383-1364. Once again, once I say that the phone lines are open for listeners to call in and share your testimonies, the number you want to dial is 657 area code 383-1364. So again, God gets the glory. Someone else will be helped and blessed by hearing your testimony, and you will be blessed by sharing it. So we want to make sure that God gets the glory in everything that he does for us. And people need to know that God still works. He's still a miracle worker. even today. So, listeners, on tonight, I am about to bring forth my guest on tonight in the person of Dr. Patricia Heathman. She is an author. She's the author of a book that she has written. It's titled Abused But Not Shaken. And she has been on this broadcast before, and she is an anointed woman of God, Dr. Patricia Heathman from Pontiac, Michigan. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line. Yes, sir. Yes.
Praise
I'm
the
here.
Lord. Dr. Heathman, it is so good to hear you again on the phone and also on the air. Dr. Heathman, as I always do, if you would please share with the worldwide listeners a testimony first. And after you conclude with your testimony, I'm going to go and do a music break. And then right after the conclusion of the music break, I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to yield the mic to you so you can share with the worldwide listeners what God has given to you for us on tonight. But before you share your testimony, I'd like for the listeners to know that, as I always tell you, get your pens, get your paper, get your Bible, which is the Word of God. Get it out, because we want you to be able to read the Word as she brings the Word to us on tonight, because we don't want you to take it lightly, that she's making up anything. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. So get your Word out, get your pen and paper so you can take notes, so that after this message is over with, maybe a couple of days from now, you may want to go back and meditate on these scriptures that she's going to give you on tonight through this Word. So right at this moment, Dr. Patricia Heathman of Pontiac, Michigan, she's going to share a testimony with us. Then we're going to do a music break, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to her to deliver God's Word. Dr. Heathman.
Yes, sir. Yes, thank you so very much. So glad to be a part of the radio broadcast on this evening. But yes, I am grateful to God for all that He has done in my life and to where He has brought me up to this present time. Because God has been He's been very good to me. He's brought me just an awfully long way. I have a great testimony to share where I experienced quite a bit of emotional abuse as a child. I came from a dysfunctional home where my stepfather was an alcoholic, and at the same time he was an abuser. And he was, whenever he got full of alcohol or got to his drink, he came home violent, and he would want to fight. And I'm just a little girl watching this. This was traumatic. You know, this is a traumatic thing for a child to stand and watch violence in the home. I even watched a very traumatic thing of my mother retaliating. You know, many people, when they go through abuse, they want to retaliate, but we know that the Bible said vengeance, the Lord said vengeance belonged to Him. But my mother retaliated by boiling a pot of water, and a big pot of water, and scalding my father one night when he came through the back door after getting his regular drink on for the weekend. He came in, but she was ready for him. But I watched that, so that was quite a bit for a little child to see that. That was a very traumatic thing, but I'm just thanking God. I'm not boasting in the fact that I witnessed abuse, but I'm boasting in the fact that God has healed, and He has set me free and brought me through this point where I can speak to those who have been abused, that those that have been through abuse or hurting, not to lie wait in your past. Not to lie dormant, but move beyond your past and be healed by the power of God. God can heal you, but you have to realize that it is His will for you to be healed, and not to wallow in your past and make excuses or play pity party. But move beyond your past, and you can be set free. God can take that pain and turn it into your testimony. And where others can be set free. Not only will God set the person that's been through abuse free, but God can also heal the perpetrator, that person that's sweeping things under the rug. God can take the covers off, and He can deliver by His mighty power. So I'm here to say that I'm a living testimony of the healing grace of the Almighty God, and I give Him all the honor and the glory. I am healed. I'm healed from scars of abuse, the things that I've seen and things that I witnessed, and I can let others know, no matter what you've been through, child molestation or whatever, that God will totally set you free by His power. Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a powerful testimony, amen. Dr. Heisman. Yes, that is so true. Yes, God is the one that does the healing, but he not only forgives and heals the one that has been abused, but he will heal and he will redirect the mind that is doing the abusing. But so we have to learn those that have been abused, whether it's a hurt or whether it's about someone that you love or who, however it has happened, we have to learn how to love them and forgive them for what they did so that you can move on with your life and continue to fulfill your God purpose. So that's why, listeners, it is important that I have listeners and also my guests that come over this platform to share your testimonies, because someone can be blessed by our testimonies and God. And first and foremost, he gave you glory through our testimonies. So thank you, Dr. Hickman, for that powerful testimony on tonight. So right at this time, we're going to do a music break. And then after this music break, Dr. Heisman, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give the mic to you so that you can deliver God's word on tonight. Someone needs to place their phone on mute. I'm hearing some background. If someone can place their phone on mute, please. Thank you.
Come on, KD.
From North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my.
Pray for me.
Yes, sir.
Standing in the need of prayer. So, yes, we need to be praying for each other, and I'm so glad that Jesus prayed for me. Thank God I had a praying mother, and I know that you that are in my listening audience, that you had someone that stood in the gap and prayed for you. I know that prayer changes things. Jesus still works. The blood of Jesus still works on tonight, and it would never lose its power. So, yes, listeners, on tonight, we have with us Dr. Patricia Heisman. She is the author of the book, Abused But Not Shaken. She is now with us on the air, and she's going to be bringing the word of God. We thank her for that powerful testimony on tonight. And now we're going to bring her forth, and she's going to bring and minister to us the word of God tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles out so you can have and also pen and paper so you can take notes. Dr. Heisman, I am yielding the mic to you right now at this time so you can deliver God's word on tonight.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Brown, the Brown, and thank you. I would like to also mention that those that are interested and they like more of that testimony that I was sharing, that if they like, they could get a copy of that book, Abused But Not Shaken. They could email me, if they would, at patricia.heathman@sbcglobal.net. And again, that's patricia.heathman@sbcglobal.net. And I'll be more than happy to provide a copy of that book. Amen. Abused But Not Shaken. I know that it would be a great blessing. Amen. But I would like to get right into the word of God. If you would turn to your Bibles to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1-3, and I'll be reading from the Amplified. And it reads as follows: I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Be not conformed to this world, this age, after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transferred, transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. For by the grace, unmerited favor of God given to me, I warn everyone among you not to estimate and think of himself more highly than he ought, not to have an exaggerated opinion of his own importance, but to rate his ability with sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith apportioned by God to him. And I would like to use for each subject God's transforming power. I will say that again, God's transforming power. And as we look at this book of Romans, we find that the book of Romans was written about A.D. 57 from Corinth, as Paul was preparing for his visit to Jerusalem. And during that time, Apostle Paul had written this letter here in the book of Romans. Paul had written this letter to the Roman church that was mostly Jewish with some Gentiles. Paul had finished his work in the East, and he had planned to visit Rome on his way to Spain. But after Apostle Paul had completed his mission in Jerusalem by taking contributions to the poor, Paul had genuine concern for others. And this should say something for you and I. We should have concern for others. It's not all about us and our wants and what we need, but it's about reaching out and helping humanity. Real ministry is all about serving other people. Paul had heard about the church in Rome that had been started by Jewish Christians during the time of Pentecost. And Paul felt a special bond with these believers, even though they had never met. It's something about the people of God. No matter where we are, we have that kindred spirit. We have the Holy Spirit down on the inside of us. And we have that power down on the inside, and we can relate to one another. There's a kindred spirit among the body of Christ. Amen? Amen. We find that Paul wrote this letter to introduce himself to the Christians in Rome and to affirm his faith in the power of God. Let's look at Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous and given a right standing with God through faith. Let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold on to and enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So by receiving Christ into our hearts, our minds, by faith, we can be brought into right standing with God. What did I say? By faith, we can be brought into right standing with God. We must believe. The Bible said that he that cometh to God must believe and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must believe. So as we believe, we're brought into right standing with God, and our lives can be changed forever. We're talking about transformation, and transformation is change. God can change our lives forever if we receive him by faith. But we find the problem is that we find many people today that are resistant to any positive change. They're resistant to change. Many people today hate change. We find that some people rather go back to the day of our grandparents who used a scrub board and a washer to wash rather than use modern equipment. We find that some people hate change just that bad. That's just an example. They rather go back to the old day. They hate change. But we find out that we hear that sometimes people will say, you know, I want to lose weight. The doctor said I need to shed some pounds and to get healthy. And we know that it is God's will that we are healthy, because the word of God tells us, brethren, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and that thou would be in good health. So we know that it is the will of God that we would prosper and that we would be in health. But some people are unwilling to change and do what it takes to be healthy. Some people are unwilling to change their diets. Many people today want to eat all type of fatted foods that are unhealthy for us, cakes and pies, and they use no moderation. But yet they're saying, I want to be healthy. Well, how can you be healthy if you won't change your diet? God is calling for you to change. And it's an easy thing to say, I will change. But change causes us to find, we must discipline. If we really want to change, we'll discipline ourselves. We'll do things that will cause adequate changes in our lives that we can see improvement. So if we want to be healthy, we want to be at a good weight. We want to walk in health and prosperity, then make some changes. Change your diet. Eat with moderation. And then you will see the results. Many people said that, yes, I want to change. I want more finances. I need more finances to pay my bills. I want to pay my tithing. Well, you got to follow God's rules, God's law for prosperity. You got to give, got to keep good records, got to pay our tithing. Some people don't want to hear that, but yet they're saying, I want a change in my finances. Well, then we must do what it takes to change. We must give our tithing. That tells us in the book of Malachi, bring ye all the tithes into my storehouse, if the Lord of hosts, and prove me, and see would I not open up the windows of heaven, and I will pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. Malachi 3:10. We must be obedient to God's word, and we must watch how we handle our finances. We must watch the way we handle our finance. We must make sure that we give. We must make sure that we keep good records. We shouldn't call the bank every day to get a balance. We should know the state of our finances. If we want to prosper, I'm talking about real change. You should know the state of your finances. You should keep good records. You should give in God's house. Give, and it should be given unto you with good measure. God will give unto your bosom, shaken together and running over. God will give you. He will bless you if you give, but you must be obedient and want to change. Amen? There are some folks who say they have accepted Christ in their lives, but there is no fruit of godly change. Many people today are saying, you know what, I have changed, but there's no fruit. There's no evidence. Change is more than speaking words, more than a word. Change, real change is a behavior. It's a change in the way that we behave ourselves. It's a change in the way that we do things. That's real change. There are some people that say they're changing. They're living the old life that they used to live in the world. When we say world, we're referring to this age or generation. But they're living that same old life. We find that some people are lying. Some people will lie for no reason at all. They're lying. They're cheating. Fornicating. They're violent. Look at them the wrong way. They're ready. Some people are ready to fight. But yet they're saying that I have changed. My heart has changed. Well, I don't believe it. Because when there's a real change, it's evident. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What did I say? I said he's a new creature. That means things are different. You're not the same as you're not the same way you used to be, but you're different. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when God changes us, he changes us from the inside. He gives us a new heart. He gives us a new way of thinking. He gives us a new way of doing things. And he changes us where we have that old mind. He's taken those things are gone now. He gives us a new mind. And we can be conformed to God's way and not our way. Christ will cause a genuine change in your life if you accept him, if you just have faith. You can be a new creature. You can be a brand new creature if you accept Christ. He'll change that old way, that old mean way that you had, that way that you're mean. Many people couldn't relate to you. Some people couldn't speak to you because you're just mean and you're feisty. You just wanted to fight. That old mean nature. God will take that old mean nature out of you, and he'll change you. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Oh, I feel God's presence here. God will change you. He'll make you. I'm speaking to somebody tonight. He'll take that old hateful attitude out of you, that anger and bitterness. God will take that out of you if you want it. But you know what? You got to want it. You got to want to change. You got to want to be brand new. You got to be for real about it. You can't fake. Many people try to fake this thing. You can't fake this. It's real. It's a real thing. In Paul's letter to the church in Rome, he tells them, be not conformed to this world. Stop trying to be like the world. If you're going to be like Christ-like, you got to change. You can't be like the world. You can't be like the world and be Christ-like at the same time. No. No, my brother. No, my sister. There must be a change for real. Even behind closed doors. Don't you know God see what we do? He knows if we're genuinely changed. God is omniscient. He's omnipresent. He sees everything that we do. We got to change for real. When we look at the word conformed in the Greek, it means to fashion alike. That is to conform to the same pattern, fashion self according to. So when you conform to a thing in the Greek dictionary, it means to fashion alike. So when you conform, that means you're trying to be like something else. So we're not trying to be like the world. We are trying to be like who? We're trying to be like Christ Jesus. Not like the world, but like Christ. Don't be conformed to the world, but be like Christ. Our life should be different from that of the world. Our attitude, we shouldn't walk around with a nasty attitude, snapping at people, cursing people out. On our jobs, you can't tell if we're a saint or a sinner. That's not the way that God wants us to carry ourselves. But our attitude should be different, our values. What kind of values do you have? Do you value the word of God? Do you love the word of God? Or are you caught up in material things? It's holiday time. Have you thought about witnessing to somebody? Have you thought about sharing the word of God? Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed. Somebody will live if you share the word of God. They may not have material things, but one thing I can say, that if we have Christ, it's more than any material thing that we could ever have. Having Christ Jesus is more valuable than precious gems, precious stones and diamonds. He's more valuable than that. I'd rather have Jesus than anything else. So we must change we must not have an attitude like that of the world. Our attitudes and values, our lifestyle, the way that we dress should reflect holiness. Many of the ladies that's listening out there, I know some may not like this, but you know, even in our dress, we should look beautiful, but yet we should look holy. We shouldn't have to walk around exposing everything, ladies, in order to be attractive. But you know what? We can be beautiful, and yet we can exemplify holiness. We can do like the Bible said. It said dress and modest apparel, and yet you can be beautiful. Look at Queen Esther. She was beautiful. So you don't want to dress like the world. You can't tell the difference between some people if they're saint or sinner, because some of the people right within the church are trying to dress like the world. They're not modest. In other words, I'm not saying that you have to look old-fashioned. Oh, no, I don't believe in that. But I'm saying that we should be different. Our dress should exemplify that of holiness. Let's look at 1 John 2:15. I'm not sure how much time I have left, but let's look at 1 John. It tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Don't be wrapped up in the world and the things of this world. First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Seek him first. Don't worry about things, because those things are going to pass away. The Lord said, the heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass. Things are going to pass. Don't be caught up in the things of the world. What did I say? Conform means to be alike. Don't try to be conformed to the world. There should be nothing in this world that we should exceed higher than having a genuine relationship with God. What did I say? Nothing should be higher in this world that we esteem higher than a genuine relationship with God. I didn't say religion. Anybody can act religious. Anybody can go to church on Sunday and take Holy Communion and do religious things. But what about an actual relationship with God? Do you know it? Do you pray? Do you have do you have time set aside to pray? Don't you know there's power in prayer? If you want to change, you got to pray. Hallelujah. Not only will prayer change you, it'll change your circumstance. Somebody is going through a terrible time right now. You can't pay your bills. Maybe you're sick in your body. But I want you to know that prayer changes things. It changes you. It changes your circumstance. John 2, verse 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You do the will of God and he'll sustain you. He'll keep you. He'll carry you on. Do away with the lust of the world, but have a passion for the more of Christ. We find that many people today are visiting all type of psychologists looking for happiness in the world. And I'm not down in psychologists. But you know what? Real happiness is knowing, and joy is knowing Christ and obeying the word. That's real happiness. Real happiness, people are looking to the doctor, the psychologist. Tell me how to be happy. I want to be happy. I want to change. Well, seek Jesus. Seek Christ. He's the one. He'll come in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He'll give you joy. He'll give you joy unspeakable. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world can't take it away. Oh, no, it's something about this joy. It caused you to be happy. When the world say you ought to be sad, I thank God for this joy. I thank God for this peace. Can nobody give you peace like God? Can nobody give you joy like God? He can give you real happiness. It's the will of God that you be transformed. About to close out now. Be transformed. What does the word transform mean? Transform means, literally, it means to change. It means to go through what we call metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. It means to change. God wants to change you. He wants you to undergo changes. He wants to change you completely, not partially, but he wants to change you completely. He wants you to undergo metamorphosis. He wants you to go through a complete transformation of character, purpose, and circumstance. God wants you to go through a change. He wants to change your life forever. Just as a butterfly goes through stages of development, so must we go through stages of change. We must grow and develop and allow God to transform our lives and become beautiful as a butterfly does when he goes through a change. We must be patient so God can complete the change. And sometimes the change is not overnight, but what you're going to do, you're going to fast and you're going to pray because God is going to bring a change. You're going to be patient. You're going to wait. And day by day, it's going to get better and better. You're going to take off of this. You're going to take off of that. But be patient. God's going to change you. And I'm telling you, you're going to rejoice. You're going to have the victory. And Romans 12:12 says, rejoicing in hope and patient in tribulation, and continuing instant in prayer. So go ahead and endure your trial. Go ahead and endure your test. God wants to increase your faith. Go ahead, go ahead. Sometimes you're going to go through some suffering for God to change you. Go ahead, go on through that suffering. Because if you don't endure the test, you're just going to go back through that same thing again. But just as before I close, I think it's just about close. I got more I can say. But I just want to encourage you, go ahead, sister. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, you can make it. God going to strengthen you to go through that test. You know why? Because he's changing you. He's changing you. He's building more character in you, and he's giving you more faith. So go ahead through that trial. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it pains, but go ahead. God's going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you from your weaknesses, and he's going to cause a supernatural change in your life by his transforming power. God's going to do it. I said God's going to do it. Why? Because it's going to be supernaturally. And before I close, I must give you this scripture. If you really want to change the way that you think. Because when you change the way you think, it'll change your behavior. Think about that. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way a person thinks will motivate their behavior. So if one thinking is changed, then the behavior would be changed as well. My God, my God. So change your thinking, and God, and your behavior will change. You will change for better. You'll be all that God wants you to be. You can give God glory. You can identify with the word of God. And you can give, we can bring to God a sacrifice of praise. You can lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord and thank him for a supernatural change. Oh, what a wonderful change has come over my life since Jesus have came into my heart. What a wonderful and what a powerful change has come over me. So now I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to bless him. As it tells us in 150th Psalm, I'm going to praise God with the instruments. I'm going to praise him in a dance. I'm going to praise him because of change. And the scripture tells us, let everything that ever breath, let it give God the praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. You can praise him because of the wonderful, wonderful change that has come over your life. God's going to bless you. Get the praise in him right now that you, in 2017 that's coming in, that you are not going to be the same because God has changed you more into his image, and to be more like Jesus. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I want to be like Christ. I want to think like him. I want to live right. I want to do right. Thank God for a supernatural change. In 2017, it's going to get better. My finances, my health, I'm going to get better
because God said so. And when the Lord makes a promise, and when he sets us free, when he delivers, when he changes, he does a good job. Whom the Son makes free, he's free indeed. Give God praise right now. Oh, I think somebody is being changed right now. Your circumstance is changed. As we give it back to Mr. Brown, I know that somebody is being changed. You're being changed. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and magnify him. Glorify him. He's changing that situation. He's changing your heart. You'll never be the same again. I believe this word was for somebody. You'll never be the same. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But I touch and agree, Dr. Heisman, I definitely touch and agree with that message on tonight, which was titled God's Transforming Power. And only God can transform us. You know, and I always say that the enemy, he has power, that's true. He has limited power. But God, our Heavenly Father and Creator, he has all power in heaven and earth. It's in God's hands. So I thank God that he has all transforming power in his hands, and that the blood of Jesus is still working, and it would never lose its power. So we thank you, Dr. Heisman, for that powerful word on tonight. Dr. Heisman, before I release you on tonight, if you could please share with the listeners the title of your book again, and also how you can be reached if someone wants you to come speak. I know you're a very busy woman of God, but I would like for you to let the listeners know how you can be contacted, and also give them your email again, and also the title of your book.
Okay. Yes, I would like to do that. And if I can, I'd just like to even pray for just 1 second, 1 minute.
Yes,
just
please.
For somebody. Father, that person that was listening out there, this word was for somebody. Somebody needs to be changed. They need to be changed genuinely in their hearts. Lord, they need to change the way they do things. They're tired of hitting their heads against the wall and going through the same trial over and over again. God, go deep within and change somebody's heart. Take out the stony heart and give a new heart. And let them go into the new year changed, blessed, and according to your word. God, do it. Change their circumstance. Heal their body. The doctors have given them up. But I know that you can heal. You can change that situation. Ooh, I feel the anointing of God for somebody today. Father, I thank you. And we decree a change. We decree a supernatural change by the mighty power and the blood of the Lamb. By your blood, God, it's done. You paid the price. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus,
and yes, the
man,
title
amen.
Of that book again, amen, amen, hallelujah. And the title of the book is Abused But Not Shaken. There's part one and part two. And Abused But Not Shaken, part one, and part two is Child Neglect and Abuse. But if you like a copy of that book, please email me at patricia.heisman@sbcglobal.net and let me know that you would like a copy of that book. Or if you don't mind, Mr. Brown, if they could contact you and you can pass the information along. And
sure.
Let me know
yes, definitely.
That would be the honor. And also, if they want to contact me concerning ministry, I am quite busy, but I am available for ministry. I do flow heavily in the healing anointing of God. And God wants his people healed. He wants us changed, our body, our mind, and spirit. It's time for a change to take place. And so if they want me to come out and to do any ministry, just email that as well at patricia.heisman@sbcglobal.net. Or they can contact you, Mr. Brown, as well as concerning speaking, and I can let you know if that date, if I have that time available, and I can get back with you. Just whatever is easiest for them, that would be great. But I just want to encourage someone to hold on to Christ, because whatever they're going through, Christ, the Lord, is greater, and he will sustain, and he will bring them through. Amen. It's time for
Amen.
A supernatural breakthrough and change in our lives. Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
It is. Yes, it is. I touch and agree with that. Well, at this time, I'm going to yield the mic to some of our callers that have called in for Dr. Heisman on for that message on tonight that she just delivered. Is there any listeners that would like to have any comments or feedback to Dr. Heisman? You can go ahead. The lines are open. People an opportunity to get my guests comments or feedback when we have a little time left over. But Dr. Heisman, again, know that you are always a part of this platform, and I always try to give you a chance to be on. You always deliver such a powerful word, and you have such a strong anointing on your life. I have met you in person on different occasions, and I've seen you minister the word in action. And so I know that you are a truly anointed woman of God, and what you're saying is true. So you have God's anointing on your life, and so you are truly being a doer of God's word. So continue to stand on God's word, continue to be the doer of God's word, and continue to fulfill your God purpose in the earth. And he is definitely being glorified through you and through your life and through the ministry and through your husband that he has called for you all in these last and evil days. So know that this is not going to be your last time, Dr. Heisman. And if anyone should contact me regarding you or as far as speaking or regarding getting copies of your book, if they should contact me, I would most definitely get in contact with you.
Very quickly, I'd like to also just mention in very brief, there was something I wanted to say, but we're kind of moving along for time. I want our listeners to know very quickly that remember that sin no longer has dominion over our lives anymore. Now that we are in Christ, sin has no dominion over our lives. Because of the blood of Jesus that was shed for you and I, the price has been paid for our freedom. So we can be changed. We have freedom through the blood of Jesus Christ, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Amen. That's it. Amen.
Amen. Yes, I'm in total agreement. That's the word. That is the word. That is exactly what the word says, and I totally stand in agreement with that word on tonight. So, yes, tonight's message was God's transforming power that was delivered to us by Dr. Patricia Heisman of Pontiac, Michigan, on tonight. So, again, Dr. Heisman, know that this is not going to be your last time on. As soon as the Lord says so, I will definitely be giving you a call to have you back on so that you can share another word with the worldwide listeners over this platform. So continue to be blessed in the Lord, Dr. Heisman. That was Dr. Patricia Heisman. God bless you. Love you. God bless you.
Love you.
Yes,
God bless you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Yes, that was Dr. Patricia Heisman of Pontiac, Michigan. And she, again, she is the author of the book titled Abused But Not Shaken. And she do have a powerful anointing on her life. And I have seen her in action. I've seen her stand on the word and preach the word in person. So, yes, she is an anointed woman of God. And so she is the type of individual that I would definitely be having share this platform with me. I love sharing this worldwide platform because I know that God has blessed me with it, and it's not for me, and it's not for my guests. It's all about Jesus. We're just the vessels. We are the ambassadors that he has called for us to be over this platform in these last and evil days. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I thank you, listeners, for tuning in faithfully to this ministry. Again, know that we are on the air every Thursday and every Saturday at the same time from 8 to 9 p.m. Please pass the word to your families, your ministry, to your pastors, to your co-workers, your neighbors and friends, even your enemies. Let them know they need to be saved too if they're not saved in Jesus' name. Let them know that there's a ministry over the air on a Blog Talk Radio entitled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? That's a good question for the body of Christ tonight. You can be doing good, but sometimes in your walk, or in your attitude, or in the way you conduct yourself, sometimes you can be a stumbling block. You need to know that, and I'm not just saying that. That's what the Word of God says. You can call someone to scatter God's flock. You don't want to be that. You do not want to be a liability. In all your ways, you want to acknowledge God and please God so that we can be assets to the kingdom of God, even in these last and evil days. So I thank God for this platform. I thank God for every guest that comes on this platform to share the good news of Jesus Christ. For we know that it's about him. It's not about us. That God be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name. So as we get ready to close out tonight's show, listeners, I'm going to ask if you would please go with me in a word of prayer once again. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another opportunity to be able to share your word, Heavenly Father, over the airwaves through Dr. Patricia Heisman. We thank you for that word, Heavenly Father, because we do know that your word says that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And oh God, you said in your word that how could we hear without the preacher? And how can the preacher preach the word unless they be sent and anointed by you? So we thank you for that word on tonight, God's transforming power. We thank you, Lord, that we are now being transformed through the power and through the word of God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, most of all, we pray that through this word on tonight, that someone who once was blind, but now they're able to say that I was blind, but now I see. After hearing the word of God, I'm now able to open my mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so that they can be saved on tonight. So we know that you are right now, God. You can do it right now. You're still working miracles even today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are, that you change not. We, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to lead and guide our newly elected president forthcoming, Donald Trump and his cabinet, and all those that are will be in administration up under him, Democrats and Republicans, that they will come on one accord. Most of all, Heavenly Father, should there be anyone from the president on down that are not saved, who do not know Jesus Christ, that they will come to know Jesus Christ with their own mouth and be saved in his name, so that as they pray, Heavenly Father, their prayers will not be hindered, so that they can be led by you, so, Heavenly Father, they can do what's right and pleasing to you by all people all over the land, that you will be glorified through it all in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We thank you for the listeners on tonight. We, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that is going forth on tonight. Those that was sick in their bodies, they are being able to now stand on the word and say, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are now healed after hearing your word on tonight. And those that are bereaved, that they are being comforted even on tonight, Heavenly Father, after hearing your word, and that the body of Christ is being strengthened, built up, and edified through your word on tonight, that you alone be glorified, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're worthy. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, and we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that it still works, and it will never lose its power. We just love you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for loving us first, and in spite of ourselves. Unto you, Lord, be glory, dominion, and power. Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise in the name of Jesus Christ, and all of the people of God said, amen. Well, listeners on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you too. We know that we are in the holiday season. So as you go and come shopping or on your way to work or church, wherever you go, even when you're going to the store, be watchful. The word of God tells us to watch as well as pray. We know that the enemy comes, so we have to be alert. And when the enemy rears his ugly head, we have to look beyond the person and realize and see the enemy. And we can rebuke that enemy in the name of Jesus Christ, because there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. And again, we thank God for the power of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works. And again, it would never lose its power. And know that God is still in control, no matter what it looks like, no matter who's coming into office, no matter what is going on, what man say, what you hear on the news. I thank God that he's still in control, and he will always be in control. He's a man that he shall not lie, and Jesus is his son that he should not repent. So we thank God for who he is on tonight. Thank you, listeners, for faithfully tuning in. Note again that I love you, and I ask all listeners that please go to my website at radio, again, blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. Again, please go to my website, blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then click on follow. And then also, I want you all to know that you can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do welcome all feedback and comments from my listeners. Again, know that starting in January, Lord say so, we will do it as often as the Lord tell me to do it. We will be opening up the phone line for listeners to call in and share your testimonies. And you need to dial 657 area code 383-1364. That's the number that you will be needing to dial. Once I say that the phone lines are open for listeners to call in and share your testimonies, know that God gets glory through our testimonies, and you will be blessed, and someone else can be helped, healed, and delivered, and their faith can be renewed by you sharing your testimony. So when the Lord says so, we will be opening up the phone lines starting in January to listeners to be involved in this worldwide platform, in this ministry, that you'll be blessed as God gets the glory through your testimonies. Well, until the next time, know that God loves you, and know that I love you too. Well, until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to pray ye one for another. Good night. I'll be in your heart.
with all my heart, with all my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe. To you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Precious Lamb,
so much I owe.